Avalanche report for Monday, the 3rd of February, 2025. Backcountry tourers or free riders can release avalanches only in isolated cases. All day it applies above 2,000 meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to northeast. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Weak layers in the old snow pack can be released by individual winter sport participants, in particular in little used terrain. Individual avalanche prone locations are to be found in particular on steep west, north and northeast facing slopes above approximately 2,000 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls, for example. Mostly the avalanches are medium-sized. The avalanche situation is more favorable in highly frequented off-piste terrain. In addition, still more very occasional medium-sized gliding avalanches are possible. And now the snowpack. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack, in particular on west, north and northeast facing slopes. Fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on steep shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. The old snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. This applies in particular on south-facing slopes. Above the tree line, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. The weather conditions will facilitate a gradual stabilization of the snowpack. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1. Deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 4th of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.